Cassidy.
Yes.
Funny, I wasn't like number one.
No!
Yeah.
Not again! No, this is a wind-up.
Sam! Come here! Come here!
It is David Cassidy, I know your voice.
Can you hear?
How are you?
I'm very well, where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles, staying at my brother's house.
That is so cool.
I'm beginning to work on a television pilot for television for ABC. And I just got here late last night.
Whoa!
I thought I might give you a, what do you call it over there, a jingle?
A tinkle?
No, it means something else over here.
I mean, I quite like a tinkle from David Cassidy. Fantastic. I'm very well. I'm very well. I saw you at Wembley. Now, let me think. When would this be? About 18 months ago when you did the tour with the Osmonds.
I'm actually coming back, and I can't honestly say it's going to definitely be the last time I'm going to be in the UK performing, but it looks like I'm going to be spending an awful lot of time in Los Angeles working on this television project with my brothers.
I'm coming over shows.
My three favorite places to play, which is Glasgow Clyde on October 14th, Manchester Apollo on the 15th, and my all-time favorite, which is the London Apollo. I've seen some great acts when I was there in the mid-80s and the 90s, and I've seen some of the best shows I've ever seen. Stevie Wonder. I remember I saw a fantastic show with Frankie Goes to Hollywood there, and it's been a long, wonderful, fantastic journey. My fans have been so incredibly supportive. So these shows, hopefully, they won't be the final farewell. But for me, it's such an amazing experience to have fans that have been with me, some of them for 35 years.
Because you know, David, you like to kind of meet some of your fans. Because I believe you're doing like a day out on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Isle of Wight. I've never been there. I only know it from that early When I'm 64 song. shows how sad and dated I am. But no, I've never done the Isle of Wight. I've heard it's magnificently beautiful. I'm going to be there, I think, on the 13th with some of my fans and spend the day hanging out and taking photos and, you know, maybe play a little bit and just get a chance to meet them one-on-one. And then the next night we start in Glasgow, which Scotland. I can remember back in the 70s, I played a big football arena. Most of the arenas and the stadiums I played, it was a big football stadium. That was it. And your footy, you know, not our football.
You call it soccer, don't you?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the place, but I played there, and I played Main Road in Manchester.
Yeah.
More Manchester City plays, and they were fantastic. And I played White City Stadium, which of course they blew up, and I think they blew up the one in Scotland. Hopefully they won't blow up Main Road.
They've stopped doing that now. No, I'm fine.
I like that football team.
This little day out you're doing with your fans on the Isle of Wight, basically it's their once in a lifetime opportunity to kind of spend a day kind of getting to know you, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we're just going to hang out, have lunch, have some tea, which I'm having right now. It's about not even 9:30 in the morning where I am. And it's late afternoon where you are, I assume.
Absolutely. And the day out is Wednesday, the 12th of November. This is the thing on the Isle of Wight. And what we haven't actually told Kate as well is, Kate, you're going as well.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes.
Can I?
Yes. You're going as well. How cool is that?
That is so cool. I have to be careful that I'm not ill on the ferry going over.
Oh, well, come on.
That wouldn't be cool,
ferry
would
ride,
it?
For God's sakes.
How exciting.
Like you're going to Disney World. Although I am. But that's like a week or so before I come over across the pond. And I'm sort of finishing out the last dates of the year for me, which will be in London on the 16th. So I hope all my fans come and see me. I would love to be able to celebrate the last 35 years and all the magnificent times I've had. You know, when I lived for 5-6 months at a time in London during the 80s and early 90s, I've done a lot of the great, for me, the greatest work I've done as a writer, as a songwriter, and sitting when it's raining outside, the best thing to do is go inside and start writing songs and recording, and I've got a lot
very close to Britain.
David Cassidy, thank you for coming on and
thank you.
Surprising Kate today.
Great, I'll see you on the 13th, and why don't you come to... We're in the South Coast, right?
We are.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you come to the London Apollo on the 16th and be my guest?
I will be there, David. Like a shot, mate.
If you could see Kate's face now.
Have a wonderful day. While you're having your afternoon tea, I'm having my morning tea.
David Cassidy, thank you for joining us
today. All the best, Danny. God bless.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wave 105 drives you home with Westway Nissan.
Did you hear any of that?
Nissan in Southampton. At the end of...
Hello! They're putting right twice, didn't they?
I see. This Friday...
Fucking hell.
Sponsored by Wave 105.
Did you hear? Did you? Right, okay. I didn't know whether you were still there. I just kept pressing it, I thought. Right, I'm going to... I know. Well, I'm trying to see if I can save this file now. I almost missed it after being sat here an hour. I almost missed bloody beginning. God. Is he a prat or what? I know. But yeah, but we're going on the 12th, David. When you buy any six bottles of wine or champagne. Here's the idea. Whether it's a smooth